Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm the guy who founded this mayhem, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our friend Charles Hughes. He's the policy analyst at economics21.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll get smarter when you do. Just to wrap up real quick, Charles, on the in the previous segment, we talked about reducing licensing or at least making sure my position is I actually like the idea that the person who cuts my hair is checked to make sure that they're clean, that their equipment's clean, that they know about hygiene, that they have had some training. I can count on them to have certain standards that the industry has set. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's tantamount to an attorney or a doctor, but I do agree. I think your position is sometimes they go too far, right?
Yeah, I think that's a step that we could take and that seems to have bipartisan support and wouldn't be a huge departure in terms of having to decide now whether we're going to license something or not full scale. We could say let's kind of reduce how much we're requiring people to go to do tests or training, and we can look at a state as an example for the level of licensing that already exists and seems to be functioning well.
Well, and also, another thing, though, there are some jobs, there are some things that there would be no harm, no foul. If you hired somebody and they didn't do a good job, you would learn about them, and the marketplace would drop the gavel on them. The marketplace would regulate them because they don't do a good job. If there's no physical damage, no possible hurting of anyone or anything like that. For example, a small business expert. There's no licensing to be a small business expert or a consultant. If you want to be a consultant in your town, you can be one. There's no licensing for that. I don't think there should be for that because the marketplace will regulate that.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that gets to one of the major reasons that we kind of enacted a lot of occupational licensing in the past was there was this problem of asymmetric information where customers did not have good access to information about the quality of work that the person was doing, or they couldn't see if they had performed poorly in the past.
Right.
Now, with things like peer-to-peer reviews and things in that vein, we do have better access to information, and we've attenuated that problem.
Right.
So I think there are more opportunities for scaling it back or just slowing the growth of occupational.
And we need to focus on those things, and I'm glad you guys are focusing on it. So let's talk about drones. Drones are going to be a bigger part of our future, it looks like.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the case. How much of a role they'll play going forward, I think in part will be determined by the regulatory environment we have. And so I think if we have kind of onerous, overextensive regulations that drive a lot of the testing and development to other countries, the U.S. could stand to lose its kind of place of prominence, and that would be bad, I think, for consumers, for business owners, for everyone.
Where are drones stuck? Where are we stuck? What needs to be loosened up?
Well, I think a recent memo by the administration is a good step forward because it directs Secretary Chao at the Department of Transportation to develop a pilot program which would let developers test commercial drones, which is where we have a lot of the kind of bottleneck right now, And it would let them try things that aren't really currently permitted, which is like operating outside the range of sight of the person operating
right.
it or flying over people. With those
also altitude.
Altitude.
Drones
exactly.
are restricted to 500 feet, aren't they?
Yeah, and the
even
new,
though they have the capability to go into the thousands.
Exactly, and the new one would still have kind of a layer that they would operate in, but there would be waivers and there would be a little more flexibility for operators. But
and, well, here's something you got to think about. I'm a pilot, and have been for a long time, and so one of the things you have to learn when you fly an airplane, when you get a license, you're taught and you're expected to comply with restricted airspace, with where you can fly and where you can't fly. And not only what you can't fly over, but what altitudes you can or can't fly over that at, or what minimum altitudes over people, or altitude separation from other aircraft, et cetera, et cetera. You have to learn how to do that. And so if we allow people who can afford a $5,000 drone, which I've heard someone this week tell me about somebody who's got a really sweet one. If you allow somebody with that kind of power to just go zooming around out there, you're gonna have mayhem eventually.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think that's part of what is going to be valuable about the pilot program that is going to be established is they will use kind of the information they get and the iterative process of learning of what areas or kind
now,
of
now when you
what,
say pilot program, you're saying they're going to be drone pilot programs or pilot programs for airspace?
Pilot programs for commercial drone use.
Right, I got
so,
you.
Exactly.
We probably so also need pilot programs, too, though, for the drones. Economics21.org is the website that Charles hangs out at. Charles Hughes and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.